Welcome to Alabama AgCast, a weekly conversation about news and issues affecting Alabama farmers and forest landowners. Alabama AgCast is produced by the Alabama Farmers Federation.
Hello and welcome to this week's Alabama AgCast. I'm your host, Mike Moody. In our studio today, we've got Chris Prevett. Chris is one of our fine commodity directors here at the Farmers Federation. Chris, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. Just enjoying this warm weather. We got some moisture coming in. Hey, this is going to get those plants get back going again. So
that's right. That's
doing
right.
Good.
It's a new year and a new weather outlook because we came out of some extreme cold here in Alabama that we're not used to.
No, not until like late January, February kind of cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, today, Chris is in the studio because there's a very informative meeting coming up January 27th called the Alabama Farmers Federation Beef Cattle and Forage Summit. Chris, why don't you tell us about this meeting coming up?
So over the last several years, we've just continued to see higher prices for a lot of our feedstuffs, as well as for growing forages with fertilizer and things like that. And we just kind of wanted to have an educational event where we could get down and focus on cost of production of some of our forages and feedstuffs. So our focus for this event is focused on forages and feedstuffs.
Interesting. What are some of the topics that folks will be interested in hearing?
Absolutely. So the first thing we wanted to hit on is just kind of reviewing what our forage options were, you know, perennial, annuals throughout the year, in terms of thinking about growing forages 365 days in Alabama. What are our forage options? And then on top of that, what feedstuff options do we have? What's kind of available? What's been used in the past? What potentially could be available in the future? Just kind of get into the feed options that are available to us to kind of tack on to the forage options that we have. So we make sure that we're providing the nutrients for our cowherds that they definitely need, especially in this extreme weather events that we've seen the last month. We also have a producer panel. So to kind of go along with those forage and feed options, we'll have a producer panel that will discuss some of these on-farm strategies that's what's working on the farm in terms of feedstuffs and forages. We've got an awesome panel set up for that. We're going to also talk about managing fertilizer applications. So definitely using, as fertilizers got more expensive, we can't waste it. Mm-hmm. So managing these fertilizer applications using technology as well as just overall experience in the field to manage these fertilizer applications. We also have a weed science program update, just kind of an ask me anything approach to weed management. He's going to cover a lot of different weeds, how the potential ways of dealing with some of these weeds, and just kind of give us an update on weeds in Alabama, some of the things that we need to be looking for out there in the field, as well as we're going to kind of wrap up the event. A lot of things have been asked about preconditioning and backgrounding feeder calves. And if we look out there, you know, 5-10 years down the road, I think there's going to be a lot more preconditioning, a lot more backgrounding if we want to ship healthy calves to the Midwest. So we're going to wrap it up with preconditioning and backgrounding feeder calves and just looking at the steps that we can take to maintain feeder calf performance before and after weaning these feeder calves.
Wow, that's a lot of information that's going to be covered over that one day. Why should a cattle farmer be interested in a summit like this?
Yeah, so this is just overall, I would just say, hey, this is where like minds are going to come together and we're searching for solutions. So we're just going to be here. We're going to be discussing a lot of these options. There's going to be times for a lot of these producers to have some time to discuss it with one another and just try to find solutions to fit their farms and ranches across, and just overall educational professional development for our cattle ranchers so they can just continue to make improvements on their operation.
Let's take a break from this conversation and talk to one of our good friends down at Alabama Ag Credit. Travis Jordan, how are you doing today?
Mike, I'm really well today. I appreciate you asking.
Tell us what's going on with the home market at Alabama Ag Credit.
You know, often when people think about Alabama Ag, our first tendency is to think about just our ability to finance agriculture. But the reality is we do a lot of things really well. One of those things is financing rural property, specifically home sites. And even to add to that, we do a lot of existing homes and new construction. So there's some things that make us a little different than most. You know, we offer long-term fixed rates. We have our own in-house appraisal staff. We offer a lot of flexibility that you maybe can't find in the traditional mortgage market. And probably most importantly, we're comfortable and confident in the rural area. And that probably sets us apart.
No doubt. That's great information that everybody needs to know. Well, Travis, how can people find out more information?
The best way to reach out to us, Mike, is by calling the local number 334-270-8686. Or if you're interested in finding a location nearest you, you can go to the website alabamaagcredit.com.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike.
We know it's cattle-centric, this meeting, but who should attend? Who do you see out there as the perfect person to attend this meeting?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say there's a perfect person. I would say that there's a lot of different topics that we're covering that apply to almost all of agriculture in Alabama. We've got the forage side. A lot of our hay producers are going to be involved in this program. Well, obviously, we have the beef cattle side of things when we're talking about preconditioning a lot of these forages and feedstuffs. On the feedstuffs and forages side, you can even get into some of the sheep and goat areas as well as the pork side on some of these feed options. So, I mean, so many things, they're all, you know, correlated between byproducts and things like that. Lastly, I'd also mention that the Dairy Alliance, this meeting is in collaboration with them. So there's definitely going to be a dairy influence. One of our producer panel speakers operates a dairy. And then you have the forage and feed options in there as well. So
a meeting like this, you don't just come up with it just by yourself. Who all have you been working with to pull this meeting together?
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. So the meeting kind of started from a request from the Alabama Farmers Federation members. They wanted to have an educational event. We met with our state beef committee, state hay and forage committee, and state dairy committee for the Alabama Farmers Federation. And we came up with just a list of current needs in terms of presentation topics, things that we needed to review, as well as just to understand where the latest information is on, so we can, you know, just make sure that we're planning and implementing that on our farm. So those three committees, and then in collaboration with Auburn University and the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. Just bringing all those groups together just to have an insightful discussion on these topics that are related to almost all of agriculture.
Well, what I really like about this is that this could be a gateway type meeting, a summit. It could go in all kinds of directions, because this is not an annual per se meeting, as you were telling me before we were starting recording. It's really because members need it. So we're providing this as a service for them.
No, it's as needed. So, you know, as if there's additional topics that our members need, as Alabama agriculture needs, we'll continue to push on that, whether it's a meeting here at the Alabama Farmers Federation at the headquarters here in Montgomery, or around the state with field days, collaborating with the Cooperative Extension System and Auburn University's research centers.
Mm-hmm. So where is this meeting taking place?
So it'll be here at the Alpha Auditorium. So here, Montgomery, Alabama, at the Alpha Auditorium on January 27th, 2023.
Registration opens at 9.
Yep.
Is there a cost to attend this meeting?
So yes, we just sent out on cross social media our Eventbrite link to register for the meeting. It's $17 to attend, and it will include a light brunch and then a very good lunch that day. So we're definitely going to feed you, definitely take care of you, and very have some insightful discussions as well.
So you can get basically two meals and a lot of great information for $17.
I mean,
I don't know why you would not want to attend this meeting.
This will be the place to be on January 27th.
Well, we will also put a link to the meeting in our show notes to make sure everyone who's listening can have an opportunity to do that. How long do people have to register?
They have until the day before. So it'll shut off on like probably 5:30 on January 26th.
Okay.
So they've got plenty of time to register. Registration really just got started this last week, started getting some funneling in, and it's open right now. So they're more than welcome to hop online, look at the show notes here. It's on social media for our Alpha Alabama Farmers Federation social media accounts.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything else we need to know about this meeting?
We're getting ready for it. We're going hard. We're getting ready for it. And hopefully we're going to have some lively discussion just across all these different topics here. And hopefully we can, you know, help people potentially just maintain or lower that cost of production in terms of forages or feedstuffs, bring some new things into the operation that, you know, if we don't lower that cost, maybe we can find some improvements in efficiency on the production side. So that's kind of our goal.
Well, wonderful. Well, I hope it's a great success, and good luck with the meeting and others that we come up with.
Thank you very much. We're excited.
And now, your weekly AgCast wrap-up.
In today's wrap-up, on December 30th of last year, the EPA issued a rule establishing a new definition of Waters of the United States, or WOTUS. Agriculture groups around the country are reacting, noting the rule reverts back to a more stringent view of what a navigable water is under the Clean Water Act. The definition is similar to the 2015 rule, which was opposed by an array of agriculture groups, including the Alabama Farmers Federation. The rule was challenged in multiple courts and later was struck down by the Trump administration. Referring to the 2015 rule, Federation President Jimmy Parnell said, "As farmers and ranchers, we share a goal of protecting the nation's waters, but the 2015 WOTUS rule was unlawful and unworkable. It made conservation more difficult and created huge liabilities for farmers." American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said, "AFBF is extremely disappointed in the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers' new Waters of the United States rule. Farmers and ranchers share a goal of protecting the nation's waterways, but they deserve rules that don't require a team of attorneys and consultants to identify navigable waters on their own land." The definition of a navigable water is also being challenged in the Supreme Court, as oral arguments were heard in October of last year in the case Sackett versus EPA, where homeowners were stopped by the federal agency from building a home on their property because it was determined that the land was considered a navigable water. We will keep you updated, as this issue could affect many Alabama farmers.
Alabama AgCast is sponsored by our friends at Alabama Ag Credit. Give them a call for all your farm and land financing needs. For more information about today's conversation, check out the show notes or visit alphafarmers.org/agcast. Be sure to follow Alabama Farmers Federation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tune in next week for another timely conversation from Alabama AgCast.